Florida's Board of Education today approved new standards for teaching science in kindergarten through 12th grade. The board voted 4-3 to approve the science standards that for the first time include the word evolution. Late last Friday, an alternative to the proposed standards was suggested that added the term scientific theory of throughout the standards before the word evolution, and scientific theory of or law of before other scientific concepts. This was to appease some members of the public who want to create the appearance of a debate within the scientific community regarding evolution, said board member Roberto Martinez in this exchange with fellow board member Donna Calloway.
Evolution is a fact, and it is the fundamental concept.
Well, there's a great difference of opinion in the world, and like somebody said, this debate's gone on for hundreds of years. It will continue. To deny students the knowledge to recognize that it is a debate, that they have to be able to recognize, and I don't care where they go with this. You may care that they get at the same conclusion you have. It doesn't bother me if they come up with evolution is. But there may be other theories. This is a point of debate, and we need to address it right here.
But respectfully, Donna,
yes.
It is not a point of debate or controversy in the mainstream scientific community.
Thousands and thousands, thousands.
But ultimately, both voted in the minority against the new standards with the addition of scientific theory of before evolution and other concepts. Donna Calloway told a newspaper in November she would vote against the standards. Today, she tried unsuccessfully to include a so-called academic freedom proposal. Martinez felt the addition of the word theory was just creationism cloaked in the language of academic exploration.
We know where all of this criticism is coming from. And the idea here is to dilute and single out evolution, the teaching of evolution. So I hear what you all are saying, and I respect what you're saying. I disagree with it. I don't think we need to do what you propose, especially when it comes to us from the experts. And having already been blessed by the National Academy of Sciences, that our standards are in fact world-class and they fully support it, I think for us to try to tinker with the wording of it here at the podium, I think is a mistake.
Most of the experts who wrote the standards said the option adding scientific theory of should not be included, according to Mary Jane Tappan, the executive director for the Office of Math and Science.
Friday afternoon, we emailed the option to all the framers and writers, and they had an opportunity to look at them, and 29 replied that they would prefer the proposed as were proposed, not the option. Two would accept the alternative rather than nothing, and 7 said they were okay with the changes, and the remainder declined to for whatever reason. Did not provide us comment.
Tappan said that new standards were written because of low science performance by Florida's students and a large gap between the state's different demographic groups. The current science standards had received an F rating, but according to Tappan, the originally proposed standards were an immense improvement.
Dr. Lerner of the Fordham Institute reviewed them and gave us an unofficial rating of B+. Remember, we had an F.
But despite that, the board still voted to modify the standards to include scientific theory of before evolution and other concepts, a move that Roberto Martinez said is watering down the standards. There was 1 hour of public comment before the Board of Education decided to accept the new standards with the revisions. 10 people were allowed to speak in favor and 10 in opposition. Brant Copeland is pastor of First Presbyterian Church of Tallahassee.
I urge you to adopt the proposals without emendation, and here's why. Because children should learn science in science class, not religion disguised as science. Because to speak of evolution as a theory in the context of these standards is to minimize its importance as a basic concept in biological science. Because as a Christian, I am not threatened by what science can tell us about God's marvelous, mysterious, and ever-changing creation. And because as a Christian, I resist the efforts of other Christians to impose their interpretation of Holy Scripture upon the rest of us.
John Stemberger, who led the effort to put the marriage restriction amendment on the ballot this November, is president of the Florida Family Policy Council. Stemberger promoted the so-called academic freedom proposal that the board rejected. It proposed changing one of the science standards that reads, "Evolution is the fundamental concept underlying all of biology and is supported by multiple forms of scientific evidence." The proposal changed the beginning of the statement to read, "Evolution is a fundamental concept," and added, "and teachers should be permitted to engage students in a critical analysis of that evidence." Stemberger predicted that many students would leave the state's public schools because of the new science standards.
If this board does not adopt the academic freedom proposed language, the rate of exodus from public schools will be an exponential high that you will experience in the future.
Florida resident Jonathan Smith said the ignorance of the opponents of evolution is the best argument for including evolution in the science standards. He said that despite their claims that religion is not the issue, there has been a concerted effort to disguise their theocratic ideology as outlined in the Wedge Strategy by Philip E. Johnson of the Discovery Institute.
The Wedge Strategy is to change the subject so we can get evolution questioned in the public's mind and convince them that Darwinism is inherently atheistic, thus shifting the debate from evolution versus creationism to the existence of God.
Before the public comment, three Florida legislators addressed the board. North Florida Republican Marty Coley spoke in favor of the addition of the word scientific theory of that was adopted by the board. Democratic Minority Leader Dan Gelber spoke in favor of the original standards, as did Tampa Republican Representative Ed Homan.
This is not a scientific theory. This is the way things happen. And how did our creator make this happen? Evolution is his method of making this happen. So the conflict, I don't understand personally as a scientist and as an educator and as a Christian why we're having this debate. There is the science of evolution, but the explanation as to how our creator made this happen, this is his method of doing it.
Jerry Mizells is one of the framers of the science standards and a chemistry professor at the University of South Florida. He was in favor of updating the standards and including evolution, but was disappointed that the phrases scientific theory of and law of were added unnecessarily.
It wasn't a perfect answer, I will say that. I'm sure that many of us are a little disappointed that a board of non-scientists would define words that are not common usage in science. It would have been better, as Roberto Martinez said, to go back and have the whole group of writers and framers review it and make sure the wording was all right. But given that it had to be approved today, I can see the problem why that didn't take place.
John Stemberger of the Florida Family Policy Council said that because the proposal to inject a debate about evolution into the state's science classrooms failed, going to the legislature might be their next option.
I think it is. It has to be. Yeah. We don't do our science by public opinion polls, but this is really good science, and it's good policy as well. And it's something that parents support in Florida, so by overwhelming majorities. So.